Good morning, everybody. And welcome. The Lord be with you. It's lovely to see everybody here this morning. I think so far we've managed to do things in a fairly seamless, faultless way. And that's largely due to the fact that a number of people prepared very thoroughly to ensure that the hall would be ready for us today. We're going to be here, as you know, till about the end of August. It will be a slightly different experience, but I'm sure it's one that we will respond to positively. I want to welcome any visitors, but of course in particular this morning, to welcome our visiting preacher, the Reverend Mark Reed. Mark, is it your first time here?
Yes.
I'm sorry it's not on the parochial in the parish church, but it's lovely to have you here. We've looked forward to this visit for some weeks when we heard you would be here. As the chaplain to the ministry to seafarers, a mission to seafarers in Belfast, and we will await keenly what you have to say to us a little bit later. There are a few people who've come with you, and I'd like to welcome them also. Your wife, Nicola, and I hope I've got these names right. We have Vivek and his wife, Jeannie, and if I've got your name wrong, I apologise humbly. But we look forward later to speaking to you, because Jeff and Eleanor, who are our valued representatives here in the parish, have arranged a cup of tea or coffee after the service, and that will afford us the opportunity to meet together and, of course, to have a word with you, Mark, as well. We can see almost the response in people's eyes. I remember, Mark, when I moved 50 years ago now, horror of all horrors, to my first parish up the road in Gilnahirk. And I'd moved from large parish churches in Bangor and in Hollywood and realized suddenly I could see the response of people sitting around me. The people in St. Columba's are always focused, and that'll be no exception this morning. So during the service, let's sing to the best of our ability our hymns. Brian will ably lead us. Brian, they're sick and tired of hearing the fact that we're the second division. But the second division are aspiring, as is a choir, to do our best. Now, those are all the announcements. I make them deliberately so that we can focus on the worship which is about to begin. Please stand. And again, the greeting, the Lord be with you. We worship together and we say, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer.